A record of the hearts and minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal is on. I could spend this whole show talking about the Haitian migrants. There's so much more to talk about. We've got a clip of Melania Trump talking about the assassination attempt. I want to talk about that. We're going to talk about the debate that will be airing tonight. We'll be airing on InfoWars as well. Myself, Chase Geiser, and others will be commentating on it before and after, of course. There's a lot going on in Israel. There's a lot going on with Russia and Ukraine. There's a lot going on just in the censorship front. There's a lot to talk about in a variety of different issues. But this is the hot topic, and if you're a viewer of InfoWars, you know that you and we have been ahead of the curve on this for a long time. But now that it's coming to the attention of the national audience, we'll, you know, really spend some time breaking down exactly why and how this is happening. First, we'll go to clip number 25 here. Springfield, Ohio update. American veteran denied Medicaid with a line around the block of foreigners getting priority. Let's watch.
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card. Since June, they took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there. They didn't ask me for the same information three times, and I didn't gave it to them three times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
What's the wait time?
For back along, probably pushing 2 hours.
Is there a separation between French speakers and English speakers?
It's all along. They just have interpreters that hop between the windows as they come up.
Got it. So, makes sense.
Yeah. We tried the split line for a while. It ended up being less efficient for everybody.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and...
Springfieldian OGs, if you will.
I don't know too much about all...
Observationally, what have you seen?
9-1 easy.
9-1?
Yeah, it seems like, for most part. Until we get later in the afternoons, then it's sort of like... evens out. That's when most of the locals tend to come in.
Did they recently hire translators to accommodate the 9-1 ratio?
They've been here longer than I have, and I've been here 6-7 months now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you have it. 9-1. That's pretty crazy.
So I had to give them proof of income and disabilities and stuff. I gave them all that. They still ain't did.
So you're a veteran, and you're competing with some of the resources they're getting?
Yeah.
Who just came in here?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel some type of way?
No, I feel like this here, being a vet, I say that America, we once had the slogan, the melting pot, give us your hungry, your poor, et cetera, et cetera. This is a place where everybody's supposed to be able to make it, man. It's not that I have anything against anyone. This America, you dig what I'm saying? But I'm saying that the things that, the hoops they make us jump through can have you turn on each other in a sense or say negative things. I don't have anything that's negative to say or bad to say about anybody Haitian.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Hell no?
No. It ain't going to happen.
You think that'll change anytime soon?
Nope.
Okay. Why?
Because it's just like they say, you got to hurry up and wait. Everything is a process. The paperwork, the bureaucracy, come on, man. It ain't going to change. Because a lot of times, they'll have paperwork with them and stuff. They won't have it in order. They, you know what I mean? They got to go through their process.
Well, like, they all speak French mostly?
Yeah.
And is Francois?
It might
English?
Take,
no.
It might take each one of them anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes to do a transaction. So if you standing in line 30 minutes, they might only then serve 4 or 5 people.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Slow.
Yeah, super slow.
How many people do you think will come here this Monday?
This Monday?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, out of this Monday, I figure at least they might see 500.
500?
Yeah.
And how many of those Haitian?
Out of that, honestly?
Yeah.
I know it's more than half.
Again, we'll get into this more on the other side. This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. It's not going to stop until somebody stops it. It's like that guy, like, you know, it's the bureaucracy, you know, goes through. Well, yeah, unless you want to bring in, you know, 500,000 migrants, then suddenly the bureaucracy is gone with the wave of a hand. They come up with some phrase and suddenly they don't have to do anything anymore. It just happens.
For
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks.
I want to spend some more time on this Haitian issue, not because it's unique in any way, but rather because it's not unique, because it's just an example, just a blatant and this point, you know, widely discussed example of just the wholesale invasion that America is experiencing. And as Elon Musk notes, the publicly stated goal by almost all leaders of the Democratic Party is to legalize the 15 million illegal migrants as soon as possible, as well as bring in tens of millions more. And I'd say there's probably 50 million illegal immigrants in this country right now, not 15. That would immediately make all swing states deep blue, just like what happened in California with the 1986 amnesty, turning America into a permanent one-party state. This is the last real election if Trump loses. Well, if Trump loses, it's not a real election. I think our last real election was 2016, and that may be it from now on. From Cosimo Morelli on X, there are roughly 11.5 million Haitians, 475,000 encounters with Haitians at our border in the last 3 years. Combine that with the 205,000 migrants paroled under CHNV in the last year, and you have at least 5.9% of Haiti imported into America in one Biden and Harris term. 6% of the entire country has moved to America. They've been brought here, and they're having their way paved and paid for. Some more facts. Let me just fact dump you here. John Lefebvre on X. The fact that Haitian migrants are eating pets in Ohio isn't even the worst part. The Biden-Harris administration has secretly flown in over 320,000 unvetted Haitian migrants into the United States. Then, in June of 2024, Mayorkas gave them special protective status to prevent them from being deported. This represents an influx of people, sadly, from an inferior culture, and they are bringing their third world values here. The average IQ in Haiti is 78. Context, an IQ of at least 75 is required for being considered competent in a court of law. Do you understand what I just said? If the average IQ of Haiti is 78, then roughly half of Haiti is under 78, which, you know, rounded off 3 points, give or take, is the barrier for mental retardation. So you're bringing in 500,000 people, at least half of which are not competent to stand trial for crimes they commit. So you're bringing in an entire race of people who cannot be held responsible for their actions because their IQ is so low. Do I need to say it again? That's crazy. That's crazy. Half of the Haitians arriving, roughly, according to statistics, have such low IQ, they are technically mentally retarded, meaning they can't be held responsible, just like a child can't be held responsible for their actions in criminal court. Okay. Haiti is the 20th most deadly country in the world with 40.9 homicides per 100,000. Haiti is by far the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere with a GDP per capita of just $1,748. Haiti's education system is ranked 177th globally in terms of national spending on education, with a literacy rate of 61%. Haiti has one of the highest prevalences of communicable diseases in the world and the highest STD and tuberculosis rates in the Western Hemisphere. Nearly 40% of Haitians practice some form of voodoo, which involves witchcraft and animal sacrifice. Haiti ranked the lowest on the Human Development Index in the region of the Americas. In no way does it make our country better. They don't even make street tacos. The one excuse given by liberals as to why diversity is in fact our strength, because of the spicy food, of course. They're not including things, the delicacies of Haiti, such as cats and cookies made out of mud. Representative, former Ohio State Rep. Kyle Kohler has made shocking revelations about the illegal Haitian crisis in Springfield, Ohio, during a recent speech. He said this: the Haitian illegals in Ohio are given $600 to $1,600 per month on debit cards through Refugee Cash Assistance Program. There have been nearly 20,000 Haitian illegals relocated in Springfield, Ohio. The local school system now has over 1,600 non-English speaking students enrolled. Haitians who are nearly 20 years old are being placed in high school freshman classes with 13-year-old kids. A man associated with the relocation efforts is renting his 63 homes to 20 to 25 Haitians per home at $250 per month and is giving them local work. HIV reports are skyrocketing 871% over the last 5 years, and many nurses in the area are alleging it's due to the Haitians being treated. 7 and 11-year-old boy Aiden Clark was killed by an illegal Haitian with no license who crashed into his school bus. Springfield residents are reporting missing pets, and Haitians have been caught eating animals in the city. So statistically, you know, there's about a 50-50 chance that the 20-year-old sitting next to your 14-year-old in high school is a HIV-ridden, pet cat-eating psychopath who is so low IQ they can't even be held competent for the crimes that they may very well commit. Pretty crazy. Philosicat on X says, I feel so bad for the Springfield's natives. They didn't ask for a sudden 30 plus percent increase in their population of some of the world's most savage, brutal, and stupid people who come from a nation founded on mass murder. They weren't even consulted about it. The Haitians were just dumped into their town by people who don't have to live with the consequences and who walk away with pockets full of federal cash for their dirty deed. Their town is going to be completely ruined. It will be totally unsafe for them to live in the place where they've invested in. It will become a crime-ridden slum. Can they even move away? Well, who's going to buy their home? If they have to sell their homes, if they can sell their homes, their properties will be totally devalued. They have no recourse, and they will not be compensated. How many American lives will be ruined? The same scenario is played out in small cities all over the U.S. with Somalians, Hmong, the Burmese, Sudanese, and many others changing the demographic makeup and culture of these locales overnight. None of the Americans on the receiving end of this were ever asked if they were okay with it, and none of the people finger wagging and scolding about tolerance will ever voluntarily move to Springfield. Now, they don't have to deal with it whatsoever, and the governor of Ohio, DeWine, seems to have some sort of fetish for Haiti, and his wife does as well, despite the fact that their many charitable attempts to help the people of Haiti have all been met with death and destruction. School in Haiti, founded by DeWine family, forced to close due to gang violence in the country. The school is named after the DeWine's daughter, who they lost to a car accident in 1993 when she was just 22 years old. But criminal gang violence is tragically impacting this cause that's near and dear to Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and First Lady Fran DeWine. The Becky DeWine School, which helps thousands of poor Haitian children and families, was forced to close. The school is named after DeWine's daughter. The gang really control today a great deal of Haiti, DeWine said. Heavily armed gangs control much of the city of Port-au-Prince, and the country's prime minister has said he will resign over the last 2 weeks. Gangs have attacked prisons, police stations, and even the airport. The U.S. has evacuated non-essential personnel out of the country. Again, this is from back when the big Haiti collapse was taking place a couple months ago. But the DeWines, again, have some sort of weird fetish with Haiti. I don't know what it is, but it's some sort of liberal telescopic philanthropy, which was actually a coined term by Charles Dickens in like the 1800s to describe the self-important actions of the British bourgeoisie, who would allow their fellow countrymen, the people on the street outside of their own homes, to go hungry while patting themselves on the back for supporting poor people in Africa or somewhere else. So these people are willfully allowing, and not just allowing, but contributing to, facilitating, and actually involved in the total destruction of communities in their state, because I guess it makes them feel good. I guess it makes them feel good and also allows them to grift billions of dollars from the federal government who are paying for this to happen. It is a full-scale, brutal invasion of small-town America. And there's so many more stats about this. In 2017, the school district in Springfield, Ohio, had just 250 non-English-speaking students. Today, it's 1,600, and they all speak different languages, which makes education virtually impossible. And again, is yet another obligation, responsibility, another weight on the backs of the citizens of Springfield that just means their lives are getting worse through no action of their own. It's an attack. It is a blatant, deliberate, genocidal attack against America. I don't know how much more there is to say. Well, there's a lot more to say, and we'll say it. We'll get to it. Of course, yeah, we'll stick to Haiti for a second. But I mean, again, this is just one aspect of the immigration system that is very, very obviously destroying this country on purpose, by design, in a way that without concerted and overwhelming force from these same government offices that are now facilitating the invasion, if instead they were to turn to deportation, then yeah, you could solve this. But if the Democrats are in charge, this goes on unabated forever. I mean, there's nothing that's going to stop this. There is no point to which we run out of Haitians to bring in. There's no point in which we, you know, let everybody become American and they all just, you know, get here and suddenly through touching our magic American dirt, they become perfect American citizens. That's not the point. They don't want that. They want the destruction. They want the chaos. They want the misery. They want the slow but sure eradication of the American people. And I've got other videos that could show this too. The problem is a lot of these videos on TikTok, there's too much to censor. I can't even show the videos. Clip 13 that we have is a guy in Springfield, Ohio, just talking about the massive increase in his car insurance because everybody in Springfield is now being punished for the incompetence of the Haitian drivers. Like, the people from Haiti come here. Many of them have never driven a car in their lives, but they're given driver's licenses, you know, so they can vote in the elections. And they cause like these massive, horrific crashes. They killed this 11-year-old Aiden Clark when he crashed into a school, when some Haitian dude crashed into a school bus. Most of them don't have insurance, but aren't punished for it. And so you've got, you know, a guy from Springfield, Ohio, that's like, I've got two decent cars. He's got, just got like a Yukon and some other, you know, just average SUV. And he's like, I now pay as much in insurance as I do for my car payment. He pays $420 a month for insurance. His insurance increases $100 just about every year. And he talks about calling the, and I wish I could just show you the video, but again, they curse too much. We're on the radio. But he talks about calling the insurance company and saying, why is my rate going up so much? I've never had an accident, right? He's got two cars, both insured, two drivers. He and his wife never had an accident. You know, I don't think he's ever gotten a ticket. So why is his rate increasing? Well, because the rate of Ohio and Springfield, Ohio in particular, is increasing. So now you've got regular people who are just trying to make ends meet and now having to pay extra $100, $200 for insurance because the Haitians are causing so many crashes. They haven't done anything wrong. They didn't do anything bad. The regular people of Springfield, Ohio haven't gotten worse at driving. They haven't started crashing into things. But because the Haitians do, they have to pay extra. So again, while Haitians are getting $1,000 a month plus a place to live plus employment at the corporations that are paying for their, you know, legal representation so they can stay in this country, I mean, it's a It's an attack from every angle. In every possible way, the American citizens are having their prosperity crushed, their opportunities stolen, their neighborhoods being made less safe, their way of life at threat. The city council of these towns are completely deaf to their pleas for help, which is a whole nother aspect of this. You know, we've showed three videos of people begging the Springfield, Ohio City Council to do something, anything to make them safer, just to stop the influx of violent migrants with absolutely no concern or will to stop their obscene behavior. Well, the head of that city council is a woman whose son was arrested for the mob beating of a Trump supporter for posting something about Blue Lives Matter. So, like, these people hate you. I don't know how much more obvious it can be. And it really represents how far gone our entire system is. And it's very similar to what's happening in Aurora, Colorado with the Venezuelans, where it's like, I can kind of understand the classic puppet master conspiracy theory where you've got bankers in New York City orchestrating this, where you've got, you know, bureaucrats from the UN dictating immigrant policy from Brussels. It's like, yeah, these people are, they're the elite, they're completely disconnected, they're on a power trip, they hate the average American person, want to see them destroyed. But at this point, it's gotten so, like, mass distributed. And for so long, our institutions have been infiltrated by this sick, treasonous, hateful, communistic ideology that if you look at Springfield, Ohio, it's like the superintendent of the schools is in on it. The mayor's in on it. The governor's in on it. His wife is in on it. It's everybody. It's everybody. And it's crazy. And like, they're finally getting called out for this, but they're not stopping it. They think they're right. They think they're acting virtuous. Jack Posobiec posted the superintendent of the Springfield School District, you know, showing support for this. He since has basically deleted his entire account from Captive Dreamer 7 on X. He's so terrified that he deleted his entire account. These people know what they're doing is evil. Bob Hill at Dr. Robert Hill. Support systems build for growing Haitian population in Springfield, celebrating the invasion. So you've got NGOs, you've got the heads of every local institution facilitating this. You've got the people at the DMV that we just saw, right, being overwhelmed by this. And this has been going on for a very long time. And of course, the response is never, oh, you're being overwhelmed, your city's resources is overwhelmed with the influx of people who don't work and or just causing trouble, committing crime, eating cats. Gee, maybe we should slow the influx down. Maybe if the house is flooding, we should turn off the tap. That's never the case. It's just, well, the federal government will steal money from people in other states and pay you to keep this going. And it really just goes on and on. Let's go to clip 18 here. This is from a very long time ago. Mayor and city manager of Springfield, Ohio, say their town will collapse and fail due to the Haitian migration. Let's watch.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a three-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety, it's taxing our schools, it's taxing healthcare, and as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community. And this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail. And we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
But of course, there's billions of dollars to spare to allow this to happen. Aurora, Colorado council member reveals horrifying info about Venezuelan gang members, calling it terrifying. Gang members from Trinde, Aragua just took over a hotel in El Paso. Like, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the most violent and polluted failed states in our hemisphere are the primary sources of our migrants. And for some reason, with a wave of a wand and a you know, scrunch of their nose, like I Dream of Jeannie, the federal government just gives blanket protection to all these people. They just announce, they just decide, they just buy fiat from their throne in Washington, D.C., say you're not allowed to object to 20,000 migrants moving into your neighborhood because we've decided to give them TPS, the temporary protective status. They just do it. I am, you know, there's no reason. There's no justification for this. All the bad stuff is happening in Haiti is just because it's a crap hole country. I mean, it's just a crappy country that has never been self-sufficient. And billions of dollars have been completely wasted there with absolutely no improvement whatsoever to the lives of the people in Haiti. So they bring them here. It really is sick. And of course, this just goes into everything else we've always talked about. Again, we were on the forefront of this. We had a caller like 6 months ago call in about animal sacrifices. He was like if I'm remembering correctly, he was a 911 dispatcher from Florida who was like, yeah, every week at least I get calls about animal sacrifices in the culverts or like on the side of the road because you're bringing in people who practice Santeria. They practice voodoo. They commit animal sacrifices, slaughter goats on their lawn to appease demons. Like, it's crazy what's happening here. And of course, the jobs that are being taken, the tent program, where you've got every major corporation in America collaborating, working together with the NGOs, with the federal government to bring in cheap workers. They pay for their housing, they pay for their childcare, they pay for their cars, they pay for their insurance, they pay for their legal representation. They pay for their transportation into this country, which either they're paying them so little that all of that other investment still evens out and they're still saving money by doing this rather than just hiring Americans, or they're actually paying more for the migrants and they just think it's worth it because at the end of the day, what they want is a totally deracinated, totally diverse, totally disoriented and disconnected populace, because they know that the more diverse a population is, the less it's likely to come together, stage a revolution, and kick out the people in charge. It's now or never, folks. More on the other side. Stay with us. It's a full-scale attack.
It's Friday, August 16th. 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Here's our programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Mm-hmm. friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Again, we're getting so much more to talk about. I mean, this is the topic that sort of brings it all together. Especially when you think about where this goes, and in combination with the censorship that we're seeing go on, the informational control that the powers that be are attempting to solidify, establish control systems around. Yeah, we're gonna try to get through this because, I mean, we got so many videos. We got undercover video of Dallas County, Texas, telling election workers to lie on voter registration. We've got illegal immigrants actually caught illegally voting and being charged with it. We've got Google undercover being exposed, rigging the search results in favor of Kamala Harris. It just goes on and on. And of course, the debate tonight between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, which they are feverishly training for in a truly hopeless way, because it's Kamala Harris after all. But just looking, you know, down the line and where this ends up, we could, of course, look at a place like Europe, which has experienced an even greater, you know, percentage increase of migrants. And it's a little hard to get a handle on it because, you know, they make it illegal. They make it illegal to post accurate information. Seamus from Freedom Tunes points this out. somebody on X says, the immigration population from third world societies where rape is normal, rape is seen as normal, did, however, why haven't you commented on the fact that most rapists in Paris are foreign non-Europeans? The response to this is from a, you know, European cuck, racial statistics are quite literally illegal in France, so I think your claim has no founding. To which Sean from Seamus from Freedom Tune says, actually, my side made it illegal to collect data on this, which is how you know we're right about it. And that's, you know, where it ends up. Like, at least in America, we still have some semblance of freedom of speech and an accurate counting of crime statistics, although they're doing their best to eliminate that as well. But that's where it ends up, is basically the evidence of the criminality is so overwhelming that the powers that be say, okay, it's now illegal to publish, you know, who the person is committing these crimes, just to deny the far right wing the information necessary to make the arguments against their deliberate genocide. Another sort of example of this from Raw Egg Nationalist in response to another, you know, leftist European cuck. The leftist European cuck says, the liberal argument for immigration is that it massively improves the lives of millions of vulnerable people while benefiting native-born citizens, too. No personal cosmopolitan urge required. Just because the conservative view is all vague feelings doesn't mean ours is, too. To which Raw Egg Nationalist responds with the stats. Netherlands spent $400 billion on migrants between 95 and 2019, according to a new landmark study. And then you can break that down even further by their contributions in tax dollars ranked by nationality. And you can see that people from outside of the Netherlands but are European contribute about 200,000 euro. Native Dutch contribute about 100,000 euro. European Union about 55,000 from people elsewhere in the EU. First generation Western about 40,000 euro. Everybody else is negative, up to Morocco at negative 260,000 euro net contribution per immigrant. Net contributions of first generation immigrants by immigration background and of native Dutch reference, hypothetical immigrant with the characteristics of average native Dutch person. Source our own calculation based on Statistic Netherlands Statline and Statistic Netherlands micro data. So the only argument even feasibly made about immigrants is that it keeps the GDP up, that because the depopulation program has been so successful that Europeans aren't having babies, so the population's going down, so we need them to prop up the pension system. Like, it's just utter nonsense, as every immigrant just drains the coffer even farther, putting more weight and more responsibility on the backs of the natives to pay for their invasion. Incredible. One other very disturbing aspect of this, and again, we've covered all of this in the past. Like, none of this is particularly new. We've covered the animal sacrifices happening in everywhere, Florida especially, where a lot of Haitians reside, but other Latin American demon-worshipping voodoo practitioners. It's happening now in New York, this story from New York Post, published on the 7th of this month. Animal sacrifices on the rise in Queens, with chickens, pigs being tortured in twisted rituals. But hey, they're just as American as you are, these sacrificers of live animals. But we've also covered the tent program, the fact that American corporations are exploiting the pathological altruism of the leftists who think that they're helping somebody, when in reality, they're just causing suffering of a million innocent people. And we talked about, you know, last week, the story of the 20,000 Haitians arriving in Springfield, Ohio, a town of less than 60,000. And how, you know, the town was dying and there were no jobs and all the manufacturing had moved away and the industry had just gone. It had just moved away. It had blown away with the wind and nobody's to blame for it. And it's just inevitable. And you're in a state of collapse and you're on a downward spiral and get used to it. And it's time to move out because your town is dying. And then suddenly it's revitalized and refurbished. And there's jobs moving back into town and there's factories being built. And all of it is going directly towards migrants, towards immigrants, towards foreigners. The people that were in Ohio aren't getting those jobs. And we explain that, but it gets even worse. From the consultant at Civilian 1A on X, how 20,000 Haitians stormed Ohio to take jobs that were never advertised. Never advertised to the native Ohioans. Created, advertised, and given exclusively to foreigners. The Haitian invasion of Ohio has created a lot of buzz. There are lots of unexplained aspects of it that people find odd. One of the strange happenings is that locals reported that the jobs the Haitians came for were never advertised to the local populations. So how did the Haitians find out about them? Well, it turns out a network of federal grant recipient organizations have quietly seized control of nearly the entire job market in the U.S. and worked to ensure that the openings remain hidden so that refugees can take them ahead of American citizens. How many job openings remain hidden? Well, the internal estimates of this network put the number of hidden openings at 80% of all available jobs. 80%. And of course, that's how you get these results from Zero Hedge. Some stunning great replacement facts. Since July 2018, native-born Americans have lost 350,000 jobs. That means zero job creation for native-born workers in the past 6 years. They have been replaced with 4.7 million non-native workers over this same period. And you can see the absolute horrifying change of employment since July 2018, with a massive rise in foreign-born workers and an actual negative native-born workers. Insane. It's insane. But this happens because the corporations are cooperating with the federal government, who's paying them billions of dollars to bring people in and give them jobs that were created and are advertised exclusively to them and are kept away from the American citizens. 80%. The way this network has seized control of the labor market of the United States is easy enough to understand. Firstly, it has positioned itself as a way to remove recruiting costs for employers. Next, it offers employers laborers who can work for lower wages by also providing its refugees with a plethora of social welfare not available to typical American workers. Finally, it can provide access to the entire global labor market by setting the conditions of refugee status to effectively cover anyone anywhere in the world. If an employer needs nurses, janitors, programmers, police, or literally any other kind of work, the network can provide them to employers at a lower rate of pay than what an American citizen would require due to not having access to the same welfare benefits. These globally sourced scab workers don't require health insurance and have all living expenses subsidized by federal programs. If the typical American had their health, food, and housing costs covered, they would also be able to work for a fraction of their current wages. It goes on and on. Is it becoming clear what a sophisticated, widespread, total corruption that this represents?
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me, it's not just the crew, it's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist owned documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men. Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, we'll finish up with the Haitian stuff here, the migrant stuff here. But it doesn't end. It's going on and on. The Venezuelan gang crisis is still taking place in Aurora, Colorado. We spent entire shows on that last week. I'll spend entire shows on the Haitian question. But none of these things are even being, remotely dealt with or even really reported on by the mainstream media until it gets forced out into the conversation, usually through X, by people such as you, sharing this information, spreading this reality. And what happened here is Captive Dreamer 7 on X was really on the forefront of this by simply going to a Facebook page for Springfield, Ohio, seeing all of the accounts and personal anecdotes about having to deal with a massive rise in your town's population of imported Haitian psychopaths. And he takes those comments on Facebook and just published them on X. People started looking into it. People started finding images. People started finding videos. Again, it's not like this just happened. This has been going on for months. And for a long time, in the background, behind the scenes, where nobody was looking, all of this data was piling up and piling up and piling up. And then finally, when it broke through to the mainstream awareness, all that information is spilled out and is becoming known to everybody now. I like to think we played some part in this, as we did cover this before anybody else was really aware of it on the show last week. But again, this has been going on forever. And this is all just evidence. This is all just the end result and the final evidence of the massive, unimaginably powerful array of organizations, governmental or otherwise, that are spending billions upon billions upon billions of dollars for this exact outcome, for this desired result. The total collapse into chaos, anarchy, fear, and desperation in what was less than a decade ago a peaceful, prosperous, Happy Town in Ohio, as we've heard the people in that town testify. So let's continue with just a little bit of the, just like the mirror, you know, this is like when you see a whale crest and you can see its back, but underneath is the massive body of the whale. Like, this is the tip of the iceberg, right? This is just a little part that peaks up into public awareness, when underneath is a vast array of activists, of treasonous jerks. Trying to watch my language here. Treasonous jerks, I'll call them, doing all of this. So again, the consultant at Civilian 1A on X continues talking about these, as he puts it, and I think this is a great phrase for the average migrant in America who's arrived in the last few years, globally sourced scab workers. Maybe instead of migrants or illegal, we can call them scabs. These scabs coming across the border, whose transportation and protection and lawyers, they're all paid for by corporations who are seeking to replace you with your demands for a middle-class life. How dare you? If the typical Americans had all of their health, food, and housing costs covered, they would also be able to work for a fraction of their existing wages. Instead, they cover the cost of these global laborers by paying much, much more for food, housing, and health care. Is this sustainable? Well, if the trend of authoritarian communism continues to win, then yes. If 80% of work opportunities are already exclusive to connected networks, most of the public will soon have no choice but to work directly for the government. The military recruiting crisis will be resolved by simply continuing to deny access to employment and driving up the cost of living for citizens. And he points out to this organization Switchboard Resettlement Network Technical Assistance Report. And in this report, which you can see linked on his site, Switchboard, connecting resettlement experts. And this, again, is just another, you know, billion-dollar organization like the Tent Partnership that's in cooperation with all of the corporations to provide migrants with whatever they need. And at the bottom, the IRC received $1.2 billion through competitive funding through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Administration for Children and Families, grant number, whatever, whatever. The project is financed with 100% federal funds and 0% non-governmental sources. The contents of this document are solely the responsibility of its authors. Does not represent the views of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Administration of Family and Children. So your tax dollars, your federal funds are just being given to these organizations whose entire purpose is to bring in globally sourced scab workers who will work for significantly less pay because their entire lives are being subsidized and funded by you, by the people that are losing their jobs. Really, really incredible. And by the way, also not new, the reality of migrants eating cats, as Eva Vlandenbroek says on X, seeing reports about Haitians stealing and eating people's cats in Ohio. As per usual, we here in Europe are ahead of you guys when it comes to that crap happening when you let the third world in. Here's a migrant roasting up a cat on the streets of Italy back in 2020. And there's lots of videos of this. And people are always confronted and they're just like mad. They're like, what? What? I'm roasting a cat. What's wrong with that? I'm roasting a cat over an open fire on the streets of Milan. What is wrong with that? I'm from Africa. This is what we do. This type of video, they're like, I don't even like showing, but I guess we should. It's like, who wants to see a cat being roasted alive? Like, my God. But if it's happening on your street, yeah, you are going to happen on your street if you're not aware of it. Yeah, I guess we have to cover it. And it's only going to get worse. Let's go to clip number 12 here. This is Border Czar Kamala Harris bragging about bringing all of these Haitians to the country and then using a vague, you know, initialism, using a three-letter phrase to justify this, and apparently it's all legal because TPS. So they slapped a TPS label. Federal government now says that this is good, and you have to allow the Haitians to take over your front yard. Let's watch.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
They need support, they need protection? Why? Why? No, they need a one-way ticket back to Haiti. But temporary protective status. Oh, okay. So Alejandro Mayorkas, the former chairman of the Hebrew International Aid Society, a.k.a. the primary, the big, the one massive refugee resettlement program, funneling people in from all over the world through a series of connected safe houses all the way down to Colombia and beyond. He simply said by fiat that the Haitians aren't allowed to be deported. So they can't get deported now, even though they're all illegal. So now it's like people going, J.D. Vance, these are not illegal immigrants. They're under TPS. They're under temporary protective status. So they're not illegal. Okay. So you say abracadabra and suddenly the law doesn't exist. And they want more, obviously. Just some final stats here. The small town of Springfield, Ohio has been invaded by an estimated 20,000 Haitian migrants in the last 4 years. And in that same time, the town's violent crime rate has skyrocketed by 242%. 242%. So your violent crime rate more than doubles. Your resources of your town are completely stretched thin and impossible to continue. Your jobs are taken by migrants who the corporations themselves have brought in to be scab laborers to pay less. Their insurance cost of the average Springfield resident is going through the street, going through the roof. Obviously, they're paying more for food and rent in general because of the massive and ongoing inflation that's crushing them. Is any of this an accident? Is any of this a consequence of the people in power being incapable of dealing with a uncontrollable tragedy? Or is all of this 100% orchestrated by design on purpose with this exact outcome in mind? With the destruction of the American people and the eradication of the middle class and the depopulation of the white American populace as the foremost goal of all of these actions. They're not going to stop until somebody stops them. None of this is irreversible, but everyone in every one of these NGOs and these massive organizations need to be tried for treason.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.